Live from the River Camp.
The River Camp.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
Right, so we've had a 4-minute cannon. This is time for M1. This is the big one at the end of the day. Boats that are on for spoons to watch out for. Jesus M1, Cats M1. We've got Fitz M1 at the bottom there. I'm sure Joe will be able to fill you in as well. But a quick call to definitely watch out, Joe, for Emma and Peterhouse. That's my call on where it's going to be interesting right now. So without further ado, I'm going to hand down to Joe at the Riverside.
Thank you, studio. I'll be certainly watching out for Peterhouse and Emma. They certainly seem to have had a bit of competition between them so far. Now, I'm going to run through this division real quick. We haven't quite had the final cannon. At the head of this division, we have TM1. They are being chased by LNBC. They are being chased by Pembroke M1, by Downing M1, by First and Third M1, by Jesus M1. They're being chased by Queen's M1, Clare M1, St. Catherine's M1, King's M1, Christ M1, Peterhouse M1, Emmanuel M1, Churchill M1, Magdalen M1, Fitzwilliam M1, Selwyn M1, and finally the sandwich boat is Robinson M1. As you can tell there, all of those crews are the very top of their colleges. They are all M1 crews. So if you don't hear us saying M1, just assume it is an M1 boat. I still haven't quite had the final cannon, but the crews are being pushed out now. There is a rather somber feeling. There's quite a big crowd down here on the first bus. They may know something that I don't. They may be expecting some earlier bumps. We're expecting some quite late bumps in this division as well. For that reason, all the way up on Long Reach, we will be having Juan. He will be commentating for us, as well as Rosa, who is on Grassy. Juan is stranded somewhere between Ditton and the Long Reach, who will be again being rather athletic, running up and down to give as much coverage as possible for you listening at home and around the world. As I say, we've had the 1-minute cannon just now. They're being pushed off. The remaining boats are being pushed off rather gently. There's a little bit of tension in the air down here on the river. The various boats going for different things. Keys, head of the river, all they want to do is run over. Pembroke M1 are really strong. They are going for blades. We have a few colleges on for spoons, Downing M1, Jesus M1, and St. Cat's M1. They are all defending against a possible spoonship. And if you heard that cannon in the background, that just means that they are off. It is a bit of a pleasure to stand here on the first post and watch Gonville and Keys rowing very, very confidently. They are going for quite a fast beginning. I think they're expecting Lady Margaret to try and get the jump on them, so they are setting off very fast, a very strong pace, and they are giving no ground, keeping station. LNBC desperate to get that done, to get that headship. They are being chased by Pembroke M1. This is a whole new level, a whole new speed, this division. A really impressive quality of rowing we're seeing. Downing M1 are doing their best to keep up Pembroke M1, but if I'm being honest, because Downing have been spooning, they are pulling back from Pembroke. First and Third, Trinity, are doing their best to make the most of that. They are trying to gain on Downing M1, and I think later on, perhaps on the Long Reach plan is, we will see that getting very, very interesting. Jesus pulling away there, just gone past me. They are pulling away from screens. They're desperate, as I say, not to get spoons. They just want to row over. Claire M1 chasing speed. Station. And I'm just going to pass it to Rosa on Grassy. What can you see, Rosa?
So Pembroke literally just bumped up on Maggie. Pembroke M1 on top on Lady Margaret M1. They're both clearing the river right now. Keys got away nice and quickly. They're now heading for their row over. And I can see Fat coming up on Downing. There's about half a length between both of them. Fat are closing down Downing. Let's go back to Joe.
But down at the bottom end of the division, I've just seen Peterhouse M1 chasing down Christ M1. I'm hearing whistles all over the place now. It's getting very interesting. Emma the Crows are fighting off Churchill M1. They are down to half a length, maybe even less. They're going to really chase it. They are doing like nothing. And the passing up to Rose on Brassy, what can you see?
So we have Claire now closing down on Queens, and Fat is still closing down on Downing, so I think that might be a late bump later down the reach, possibly. Okay, Queens have now pulled away from Claire. They're now about a boat length. And I can see St. Cat's look like they have pulled in, and Peterhouse are rowing, Christ are rowing around them. Peterhouse have also pulled in. Back to Joe.
At the very bottom of the division, I'm seeing Robinson M1 clearly exhausted the sandwich, but they are not able to keep up with Selwyn. Selwyn are desperate to chase Fitzwilliam, and I think, Rosa, you'll be seeing something close to a bump as they get you around grassy. What can you see?
Yeah, so Churchill are now closing down Emma. It looks like Churchill are definitely going to bump Emma if Churchill have a good line around grassy corner. Emma are now pushing out around the corner, actually. Emma have a better line around grassy corner than Churchill do. Churchill have stayed quite wide around grassy, so they could have potentially lost off the bump if Emma still holds it. Selwyn are closing down Fitz. That looks like that could possibly be a bump. This is a very exciting one division. And yes, so Fitz have just bumped up. So that is a bump there. And we have Robinson who they're going to roll over. So I can see Kings have pulled into the bank. And Kings and Christ have pulled into the bank. So I think Christ have probably bumped up on St. Cat, and Peterhouse have bumped up on Christ. Those are my predictions. Anything on the long reach?
Yes, well, just an update on the Downing first and third battle. They are getting very close indeed. Looks like there may well be an overlap very, very shortly. So people are eagerly looking out for that. Happen. Behind them we have Jesus, but there is quite a considerable amount of distance between first and third and Jesus, so it doesn't look like Jesus is going to be moving up. Behind them we have another close one between Queens and Claire, so that is certainly one to keep an eye on, and I will be focusing very, very intently on that one. People are shouting around me. They believe that Claire will be able to get the bump on Queens. The gap is closing as I speak, and I'm just running up the river and certainly getting a lot of excitement here doing so. So while I'm doing so, I'm going to pass back to Rosa to see what's going on at Grassy.
Literally, there's lots of crews that have pulled in and they're all just collecting their foliage or just pushing off. So there's not very much going on Grassy at all. Let's go back to Joe.
In that case, I will do my best to give you a run through of the division as I see it. I believe that Keys are on course to row over. Pembroke have bumped again. Pembroke have bumped LNBC. Pembroke again, still on full blades. We may be seeing a bump between first and third and Downing. That is very, very close. Jesus are going strong. Queen's going strong. Claire going strong. We believe that King's M1 may have bumped, say, Cats on spoons. So what we're seeing in this division is those who are on spoons are spooning hard, and those who are on for blades are blading hard. Peterhouse, it looks to us like they have bumped Christ. Churchill, Emmanuel, Maudlin, Fitz, the Emma are still going. Fitz, we believe, bumped Maudlin. And there's going to be a very interesting bottom of the table battle between Robinson and Selwyn. I'm going to pass to Juan on the long reach. What can you see?
Well, I'm right just by the railway bridge now, so very near the end of the course. And it's still an eager battle between Claire and Queens. So it looks like Queens may well just hold off Claire, but I'm going to continue to run to see if that's going to happen. I suspect if the course is slightly longer, Claire will certainly bump Queens, but given that there's not long left to go, it looks like Queens might well just do it. So, just to give you a run through on the other boats that are in this division that I can see, just see Emma racing up the river towards the railway bridge. They are hotly pursued by Churchill. So we may well have a bump there. And the cyclists associated with the two boats are really pushing words, shouting away, trying to get the boats to go as fast as possible. And in the case of Churchill, try and get that bump. Again, as in Clare and Queens, had the course been slightly longer, there may well have been a bump there. It looks as if Emma are going to hold out on Churchill. So with that, yeah, I'm going to go past the Joe.
As you may have told, we are one commentator down, so Juan is heroically running up and down the Long Reach, and it is called the Long Reach for a reason. We're just going to give him a brief bit of a respite. I want to confirm with Rosa, can you see Selwyn or Fitz? Did either of them bump?
Yep, so Selwyn bumped up. So this is what I think happened low down in the division. Selwyn M1 bumped up on Fitz M1, Robinson rode over, Moreland rode over, and then the other bumps that we have are Peterhouse bumping up on Christ and King is bumping up on St. Cat's.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
And we've had to fade down the inimitable Fuse ODG there, who's of course playing at the Trinity May Ball on Monday, because Juan, we have some confirmed results for the final race of the day.
We do indeed. I'm here with the results now, and I can tell you that there have been 5 bumps in this division. I'll just run through the boats as they go down the division. So Keys managed to row over. Then there was a bump between Pembroke and Lady Margaret, so Pembroke bumping up. Downing rode over. Jesus bumped up on first and third. Queens and Clare both rode over, so Queens managed to held off Clare. Kings bumped up on some cats. Peterhouse bumped up on Christ. Emma and Churchill both rode over. So did Magdalen. And Selwyn managed to bump on Fitz. And Robinson, as the sandwich boat, rode over. And those are the results.
Thank you very much, Juan. Can I just double check that bump at the top of the division there was Jesus on first and third, not first and third on Downing, as we originally called it?
No, it was definitely Jesus on first and third.
Brilliant.
Confirm that.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Juan, for another fantastic day of commentary down by the riverside. Go get yourself a very well-earned rest after that amazing run down Long Reach.
Oh, I certainly will. Thank you.
Right, so that's all we're going to hear from the Riverside for today. It's been a fantastic day of bumps. Alison, have you enjoyed it?
I have, yeah. My 3 days here have been very fun, and I am now an avid bumps lover.